I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbags, great to have you back with us for another episode. Nolan and myself back in the studio. And where does the list end for this episode? Just ongoing. It's a juggernaut of a week. From way back to Dylan Cease's 8 2/3 innings of no-hit ball to, you know, Shohei Ohtani signing a ball for Cody Clemens after he gets struck out for the first career strikeout. So bragging rights in the Clemens family right there. We got the Orioles and the Blue Jays clearing the benches last night. Great time of season to be doing that. We saw the Mariners do it, what, about a month ago, I think it was. Look how it's turned out for them. Hey, as of this show right now, we got Judge just hitting his 55th. Yelich hits his longest home run of the year last night. Cruz puts one in the Allegheny. And, hey, the Braves have tied up the Mets in the NL East. So many crazy things happening right now, Dirtbags, that we're pumped. We're excited to be back. So, but before we get going with the show, as you know, hey, tomorrow, make sure you go to YouTube, Dirtbag Baseball Nation. I've got on a young man by the name of Felix Brown, a France player, didn't grow up in France. It's a great baseball story, but he also, I want to make sure I give a shout out. He is also the owner of Hot Hitter Sports and Diamond King Gloves. So great interview, great guy, passionate baseball person. I know you're going to enjoy it. So you can find that one at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on your YouTube. Please subscribe to us. Make sure you comment. Hey, leave your likes, whatever you want to do, or get in touch with us personally. You know it, Kirk at DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We'll get it answered. That's what we do here. We do it for you. Can't do it without you, as you know. And that's the bottom line. That is the bottom line. If you're looking for apparel, you're looking for the college playbook, slide on over to www.DirtbagBaseballNation.com. We get you. We'll hook you up. Make sure you're, hey, showing off your pride. Dirtbag shop right all around the world. That's what it's all about. So, but before Nolan and I get going with our leading it off, hey, settle in, get your favorite drink, and let's get ready to get up and get after it and get dirty. We're going to be right back here in a second.
This special report is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Summer is here, and Burger King will help you beat the heat all season long with the newest frozen Fanta flavor. What is it, you ask? Well, the mystery has finally been solved. The newest frozen Fanta flavor is strawberry shortcake. Its color may be electric green, but this cool drink is packed with juicy, refreshing strawberry flavor. Easy for grab-and-go adventures, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake is your sidekick to summer. Whether you're headed to the park, the beach, the pool, or just trying to stay cool, stop in or hit up the drive-thru at Burger King and try the chilling, thrilling, frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. It's no mystery that your refreshment is guaranteed. So go ahead, quench your thirst with a frozen What the Fanta strawberry shortcake for just $1 plus tax. Only at Burger King. Have it your way. Not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. This special report was brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you looking for solutions for health and wellness at home? Please visit antiagingbed.com. They are on a mission to use proven technology to provide you with healthy solutions to many conditions that affect all of us physically and mentally. Use promo code wellness for your discount. Antiagingbed.com. Technology proven to help you feel your best. Use promo code wellness, antiagingbed.com. Feel your best.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni.
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
This week, Crayola 24-count crayons, Staples comp books, and 2-pocket poly folders are each just 50 cents. Get everything on your list at amazing prices. This year go forward to school with Staples. Shop in-store, online, or buy online and pick up in-store. Ends 9-10, limit 30.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And as I said before the break, there is a ton of stuff to get talking about. So, Nolan, hey, let's get after it, brother.
So, Aaron Judge, I mean, obviously, we kind of talked about it in the opening a little bit. Right as we were starting out the show, you see it pops up on the phone. 55 passes Alex Rodriguez for the most right-handed home runs in New York Yankees history. I mean, we kind of talked about it last week. Aaron Judge, right now, he's on pace for what? I think it's 65 again now? 64, something like that. 4 straight games with a home run. Obviously, I mean, it was funny because the first at-bat, he's facing a rookie. I'm drawing a blank on the kid's name. I don't even know. Anyways, making his first MLB start. Mom and dad and the whole family's there, all his friends and whatnot. First at-bat, nasty changeup down and in. Gets Aaron Judge to swing over top of it. Next at-bat, tries to go back with the changeup. Of course, misses out over the middle of the plate, about mid-thigh high, and he promptly deposits it. Like, that guy, I mean, I don't know what his contract's going to end up being in the offseason just because he's so old. Like, comparatively to most free agents, I'm saying. He's going to be, what, 31 entering free agency? Like, by the back end of that contract, he'll be 38, 39 probably. But either way, I mean, that guy is deserving of every buck. Like, he's just putting on a hell of a show right now.
Hey, man, when he's on the field, you see the production, right? But my fear factor is, like you said, it's not quite as bad as Giancarlo Stanton by any means, or his injuries. And a lot of them have been bad luck, to be quite honest with you. What, he get hit last year in the wrist or whatever, it gets broken. You can't forecast those types of things or whatever. But, hey, he set himself up perfectly to get every penny he's worth. It's just a matter of who's going to pay him what now. So you're head right on.
Then you got Randall Grichuk making Colorado Rockies history. First player in Rockies history to have a home run in the eighth inning or later to tie the game and then walk it off in extras. I mean, that guy, obviously, he was kind of an afterthought with the Toronto Blue Jays. Guy that's bounced around for a few different teams, came up with the Cardinals, obviously, but started out with the Los Angeles Angels. I mean, yep. he was the infamous pick before Trout, just so the Angels could save a few bucks on Mike Trout. But either way, I mean, yeah, Randall Grichuk, he's been a fine major league player, but that's just kind of a crazy stat to me. I mean, you're thinking of obviously Colorado, Denver Coors Field there. You got massive altitude. Like, the ball just jumps off everybody's back. Case in point there, Tuesday night, you get Christian Yelich hitting a 499-foot home run, the third longest in StatCast era history, and obviously the longest one this year. But, I mean, yeah, like, Randall Grichuk, obviously playing against the Brewers, like, you're not really expecting the Rockies to be too much in the game, especially with the way that both teams are kind of going. I mean, obviously the Rockies are sucking right now. The Brewers are sucking right now. There's no two ways about it. But, I mean, like, yeah, Randall Grichuk, tip my cap to you, man. Thank you very much. As a Cardinals fan, big fist pump.
Yeah, for sure, man. Again, like you said, that guy that really hasn't done anything wrong. No real bad press. He got lost in the shuffle in Toronto or whatever. It didn't work out, the trade. I liked it at the time when the Blue Jays made it. Just didn't work out to its fullest potential. And, you know, you signed Springer a year ago or 2 years ago, I guess, coming up now. But it just... one of those things. So, but back to your Rockies comment or whatever, and you're right. I mean, Brewers struggling right now, but the Rockies, they got some real important games coming up against some big time contenders in that NL West and playoff and wild card. And they're winning. They got a great record at home. They're winning at home. So, and it's going to be interesting to see what, you know, Grichuk and the rest of that team does down the home stretch for the Padres. And, well, the Brewers in this case. So, good stuff, man.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the Brewers, they just go into Arizona there last week as well, and Arizona lands the boots to them. But, I mean, it's one of those things where, yeah, the Brewers, they got to get hot real fast if they want to try and even make it in as a wild card team, especially with the way that San Diego's struggling. But speaking of San Diego, they're supposedly, Fernando Tatis successfully underwent shoulder surgery on his left shoulder. That's the shoulder that's kind of been bugging him for the past couple of years. That's the reason why Kirk believes that he took steroids. I'm also in agreement with that to an extent. I mean, I think that there's more reasons than that. But, like, yeah, I mean, obviously he's had the shoulder issues for the past few years. Needed to get it cleaned up. Finally got it cleaned up. We'll see if he's ready to go by middle of May, I guess, or whenever the heck his suspension is going to be over for the 80 games. But I mean, hell, I'm not signing up to buy a jersey of him anytime soon.
Hey, man, Tatis today or whatever, and that, or this week gets the surgery, it could be Preller in about a month's time, right?
I don't think there's a mite in that statement. I don't think there's a mite. I think he's gone.
Are you starting to feel the tightening around the throat if you're AJ Preller? Are you going to the ballpark on pins and needles every day? You have to be.
Am I wrong? He's a pirate walking around in the year 1000, walking around and knows the noose is already dangling there, and he's walking out into town square. Like, he is, he's gone. If he's on the roster next year, like, Padres management, their upper management should just be disappointed. Like, there's no reason to keep that guy in town.
Whole lot of heads are going to roll. It's going to be 3 years ago when they publicly lashed out against the players, right? Mm-hmm. And just said, you know, we got to be, it's going to be all over again. You know, Bob Melvin, he's got to pull out. They got some tough games. Bottom line is, like you said, they're playing a hot Arizona Diamondbacks is playing like the Baltimore Orioles about 2 months ago, right? Starting to take off, those young players full of pee and vinegar and getting after it and winning and beating good teams right now. And then they got about nine left against the Dodgers. So, yeah, the Dodgers may want to rest guys at that point in time, but you can bet the Dodgers also don't want to get, if they can knock the Padres out of playoffs, you know they're going full throttle.
Oh, 100%. Down the stretch, you know you want to beat your division rivals. You know you want to knock them out of the playoffs. I mean, let's be honest, we kind of talked about it there last week. Whoever wins that sixth wild card spot, they don't even deserve it. Like, not like the American League. The American League, at least it's competitive. The National League, like, right now it's two teams that are basically just hanging on for dear life, and neither of them want to win.
Yeah, they're going to face some pretty good teams. You know, your Dodgers, your Mets, obviously we talked about at the top of the show, the Braves just pulled in a tie with the Mets. And it's not like the Mets are playing bad. Yeah, the Braves have closed, 10.5 since, I think, June 1st, with about a 62-38 or something like that record, 32 or something. But the Mets haven't been bad either. They're just at 53 and 38. And So those are two good, strong teams. Philadelphia's playing good baseball, probably better than a lot of the other wild card contenders. But you're right. I mean, those top three teams, and the Cardinals are good, but they're to me, they're still a bit inconsistent, right? They're playing Washington right now. They lose two nights ago. They win last night. Now the Mets lost, two out of three, I think, to the Nats there last weekend. So, but that can't happen. If you want to play deep into October, that cannot happen at this time of year.
No, and especially, I mean, the good thing for the Cardinals is at least they got Jack Flaherty back now. He looked good in his first start back. I mean, he's a guy that just adds strikeout stuff to the Cardinals' rotation, which I think is a big help considering you're looking at that rotation up and down, and there's not a single guy in there that really features any sort of strikeout stuff. Like, you got, obviously, Uncle Charlie Adam Wainwright, who, I mean, known for his curveball. He can rack up a 10K game, and then he can put up a 2K game. Maz Michaelos, same boat. Obviously, both of them have pitched great this year. Jordan Montgomery, I mean, we've talked about it. He's 5-0 with 1.29 ERA since coming over to the Cardinals at the trade deadline. I mean, that one's looking more and more like a win every day to the Cardinals. Jose Quintana, he's pitched great, too. Obviously, you got Steven Matz coming back, but none of those guys, like, you're looking at them and you're like, okay, these are all contact pitchers. And I mean, the Cardinals, they still got probably the best defense in baseball, if not one of the top three. So it's not like they really need that featured strikeout guy, but come playoff time, I mean, you know, once you're going up against those big boys, you need that horse.
That's it, man. And too many of those teams just don't have those guys right now, like you said, that are fighting in that wild card. I mean, it's going to be a great month of baseball. There's no question about it. There's just big games all across the board, both in the American League and the National League. So you got the Twins battling the Yankees right now. That's a big series for them. So, hey, you know what, Dirtbex? We're going to be right back here after the break. We're just going to keep getting after it because there's no end in sight to this episode.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you.
Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags, and we're just going to keep hammering away at it. So, Nolan, I'm not holding you back. Keep running, big dog.
I mean, we kind of touched on it a little bit before the break. Obviously, the Atlanta Braves end up tying the New York Mets. To make matters worse for the New York Mets, Mad Max back on the IL. 15-day, same left oblique that he had earlier in the year. I mean, he's got fatigue in it right now. It's not like it's a stress fracture or anything like that. So, I mean, that's good news for Mets fans, but still, you don't like to see that at this time of year, especially when you're trying to fight for that first place in the NL East. I mean, you know it's going to be a dogfight. I doubt that the Phillies are going to catch him unless the Phillies get crazy hot and both teams kind of slow down. But, I mean, yeah, like you don't like to see that right now, Odie. Obviously, your number two pitcher.
The only thing that keeps me calm for Max on that one is it's a returning injury for him, right? It seems like every year he has that once or twice happen to him. And not that it's ever a good thing to have happen. There's obviously a weakness in there somewhere or whatever and that gets weak and tired and fatigued, as they said, and then pop, injured. But the good thing is he's had it enough times over the last several years that at least he'll know how to monitor it, right? And chances are, hopefully he got out early enough before it really got to the bad stage, the worst case scenario stage.
Yeah, and I mean, the saving grace, too, is it's his left side. Like, it's his pull side. It's not his actual throwing side. So I think that's a better issue to have. Like, obviously,
sure.
It's never great when you're in the oblique. But, I mean, still, yeah, it's a lot better being on your non-throwing side.
And it usually is the glove side for him because he's just so forceful on that drive side, right? Yep. That pull side. It creates so much energy to get that whip through and, you know, whether it's the fastball, but especially on the slider of his and stuff like that. So that's why I think it happens routinely for him. So, hey, fingers crossed that it's short because these are games, you know, they're going to go head to head right at the end of the year against each other. And those are, you want to see the best on the field, right? Both teams go at it. See who deserves to win 162 games, the most of them.
Yeah, and I mean, especially when you got Matt Olson going back to Oakland, obviously now with the Atlanta Braves, he hits a home run. I mean,
yeah.
To me, no matter what anybody says, I still stand by what I said at the start of the year. Matt Olson, I mean, he's done a great job filling in for Freddie Freeman as the first baseman for the Atlanta Braves. Obviously, it's not even filling in. I mean, it's literally replacing one potential MVP candidate with another. Matt Olson, I don't think this year is going to be a top five finisher. I don't even know if he'll be a top 10 per se. But I mean, in terms of what they've both done for both teams, like either way, man, it's been fun to watch.
Yeah, they've both been successful. So it's a great story. And they're both good dudes. They're both good dudes, right? So you want to see them both be successful. And we're talking about, obviously, Matt Olson and Freddie Freeman out in L.A. So, hey, let's talk about the Rizzo across town from the Mets. Thoughts on that one? Migraines, they can be, oh boy, I don't like reading that one. For me personally, that one, that troubled me a little bit. Again, fingers crossed for Rizzo or whatever. Now, you want to see that guy on the field. You want to see the Yankees actually play a healthy month with all their players instead of, you know, eight out of their nine. And it's easy to sit there, dirtbags. I know you're sitting there going, come on, Kurt, come on. You know, look at the depth they got. Look at the depth they got. Who cares about the depth? You don't want to go and see. Now, Aaron Hicks doesn't play first base, but you don't want to go and see Aaron Hicks. You want to see Judge Stanton and whatever. Well, not Benintendi anymore either. Right? So a couple of big losses potentially for the Yankees. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, and Josh Donaldson also, he got put on the paternity list just for, I think that's a 72-hour list, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Which, I mean, still, like, that's losing out on 2-3 games. Obviously, you're trying to hold down the fort there for the AL East crown. And it's like, okay, now we're just starting to lose all of our guys again. Let's be honest, Stanton hasn't looked even remotely close to the same as Stanton early in the year. Like, I don't know. It's a team that scares me. Like, and to make matters worse about Rizzo, he had lower back issues as well. So he got an epidural shot earlier in the week. But obviously, if he's having headaches and everything like that, like, there has to be some sort of vision impairment. I mean, I'm hoping it's nothing to the extent of a Clint Frazier there a couple of years ago when he was on the Yankees, and last year even, where he basically just went from being one of the top prospects to a guy that flat out couldn't see baseball, like lost all confidence, lost everything. Yep. And now,
Could you imagine? As I'm just sitting there thinking about you talking and these injuries with the Yankees or whatever, could you imagine if both New York teams end up finishing second in their divisions after leading for so long and handedly leading hand? Could you imagine the fans in New York City? If you're out there listening and you're from New York, oh my God.
I mean, the NL East.
It's not funny.
The NL East, I realistically could see the Mets just because, I mean, start of the year, I predicted that the Atlanta Braves were going to win the NL East again. It's a team that went to the World Series last year. Obviously, you got guys, I mean, we're going to talk about it in the next segment a little bit, but I'm just going to bring them up quick. You got two rookies in Michael Harris and Spencer Strider who are just running away with the NL Rookie of the Year balloting votes. Obviously, you got a great team down there in Atlanta. You got Ozzy Albies who will come back in the next week or so. He's already started his rehab assignment. I mean, it's Atlanta makes sense to me that they could catch the Mets. It wasn't, but the AL East, I mean, the Yankees, I don't know. I don't even know how it came to this. Like, you were supposed to be the front runners. You guys made the moves at the trade deadline to all of a sudden establish yourself as the front runner in the AL, not the team that goes, I don't, what are they, 11-29 since the trade deadline or something like that? 11-27? Like,
just popped up a good thing or whatever, and that Gleyber Torres just hit a 2-run shot to tie it. So they're tied with the Twins now, 3-3. So you know, there's some positive light, but you're right. I mean, you know, hey, we've said it a million times on this show, right? How much we admire and respect and love the signing at the time or whatever of Buck Showalter in New York. You know, and in fairness, I mean, yes, the Braves have had some serious, Soroka never came back. They've had to have some rookies fill in or whatever in the pitching staff. They've had rookies fill in around the field that prove that the farm system is beautifully running extraordinarily. But the Mets didn't have DeGrom the whole season and stuff like that. And that's a big hammer on the mound that you're missing for sure. So, but the bottom line is, exactly right. It just hit me that, oh my God, there's a good chance that both New York teams all of a sudden finish second in their divisions after leading most of the year handedly. That's crazy. New York will be insane if that happens.
Well, a couple of months ago, I mean, they were already prequeling the Subway Series 2.0. For the World Series.
Yeah, we talked about it, right?
And right now, I mean, it's not looking pretty for either team to even get the first round bye necessarily. I mean, I feel like both teams should get the first round bye still, because the Cardinals obviously have a bit of ground to gain on both the Mets and the Atlanta Braves. And then the AL, I mean, obviously you got the Guardians, the Twins. They're kind of duking it out for that third place right now, the AL Central crown. And they got some ways to go before they pass the Yankees for second place. But still, I don't think it's out of the realm with the way that the Yankees have played that one of the other teams, I mean, particularly the Tampa Bay Rays, could pass them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, but we got to keep moving on, Dirtbag. So, hey, you know what? You were talking about the rookies earlier there, Nolan or whatever, and that, hey, there was a big rookie down in Pittsburgh area that just launched a ball last night into the Allegheny. Mr. O'Neill Cruz, what do you think about that kid?
I think that kid has some of the most confidence I've ever seen. He even said yesterday he's surprised it took him this long to launch one into the Allegheny. And I'm like, bro, I get it. You're 6'7" and guy that hit a ball 122.4 miles per hour off of the right field wall and probably broke it. But, like, pump the brakes. That's still a big-time poke. And, I mean, yeah, yesterday it went, what, 113 or something like that? Off his bat into the Allegheny. And, I mean, it's just so incredible to watch. Because when he actually tattoos that ball, like, it jumps off his bat differently. It looks like an Aaron Judge-type home run. Because you're just like, holy heck. This is a young kid with crazy bat speed for his size. And just tons of raw power. Like, you look at him, and he doesn't look like a big guy by any means. Like, he's not an imposing threat like an Aaron Judge. I mean, obviously, his average speaks to what I'm saying. He's only hitting, what, I think 210 or something like that on the year. But either way, you're staring, and you're like, my goodness, man, that was a nuke yesterday.
Yeah, and we're not talking about a ball traveling in San Francisco into the Bay or whatever. And we're talking the Allegheny. If you've never been to Pittsburgh or whatever, and that's not a short poke. It's a serious poke, man. Kid's got all kinds of confidence, all kinds of power, all kinds of leverage, just like you said. So, hey, I'm sure we're going to see many more out of the kids. So, I know we're not going to get all the way through it, and that's fine, Nolan, or whatever, but let's stay on those rookies and stuff like that. I know final rankings came out just this week or whatever. They got the young kid out in Seattle leading the way. J-Rod and Bobby Witt Jr., for example, 2020s in the rookie season.
Fourth and fifth rookies to ever do that.
Pretty spectacular, man. 2020. 20 bombs, 20 stolen base, what we're talking about. And really looking like leaders of their team almost already.
Yeah, obviously you got Bobby Witt Jr. out there in Kansas City. I mean, he's going to be the face of the franchise for a very long time. Salvador Perez obviously has been the face of the franchise since, what, 2012 when he first came up. And, I mean, he's a guy that's basically established what it is to be a Kansas City Royal. But, I mean, he's getting up there in age, and by the time they make their next run, Bobby Witt's going to be the guy that takes them that far. And obviously you got Julio Rodriguez. I mean, he just signed a lifetime extension, 18 years, $480 million, broken up very funny where I think it was, what, 7 years or something like that at like $180 million. And then it just basically got into a whole bunch of bonuses and options and everything like that. But either way, yeah, 18 over 480, like that sounds pretty nice for you to be the face of the Seattle Mariners for the next 20 years almost.
Yeah, without question, man. So, Dirtbags, we're going to carry on right after the break. So, get a drink, do what you need to. We'll be right back.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
TrackPhone wants to know, are you an influencer, a big live streamer? No? Then guess what? You don't need an endless data plan. Get just the right amount of data with TrackPhone's $40 unlimited talk and text smartphone plan. Now with 8 gigs of high-speed data and unlimited carryover on America's largest, most dependable network, now with 5G. Get the data you need at the price you want. TrackPhone Wireless. Now you're in control. Available at major retailers. 5G-compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at TrackPhone.com.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered. And now at Staples, take up to 50% off select chairs and up to 75% off select desks. Plus, with 25% off Staples furniture support, we'll assemble your new furniture and guarantee it against wear and defects. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples. Ends 9/3, in-store only.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
You know what a booster shot can be like? Charging a cell phone. Just like a cell phone charger helps restore your battery, A booster is given after a primary series vaccination to enhance or restore protection against COVID-19, which wanes over time. Boosters are recommended for people 5 years and older. Schedule a booster appointment as soon as eligible. You can even make the appointment on your phone, as long as it's charged. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. And before the break, we were talking about power rankings with the rookies and Julio Rodriguez, obviously. And like Nolan mentioned, that astronomical contract that he signed. So, I mean, it goes back to that O'Neill Cruz that you were talking about. You talk about a young lad with all kinds of confidence and swagger and already taken over as the face of that franchise. I mean, you hear from Scott Servais already and stuff, the manager out there in Seattle. But, you know, hey, he's backing it up. He's came up. He's backing it up. So running away with it, I would say, I guess he's not running away with it, but he's taking care of business. Let's put it that way. So, and then you had another one, Nolan, Michael Harris down there in Atlanta. You know, a kid that I haven't paid much attention to. I know he was out there or whatever and that, but boy, when you start looking down there with him and Spencer Strider, what they're doing with Atlanta, it really is impressive.
I mean, to me, Spencer Strider is still the NL Rookie of the Year just because he's played a bit longer in the year than Michael Harris has. But obviously, Michael Harris, I mean, he's leading right now NL rookies for, what is it, on-base percentage with, or sorry, second in on-base percentage with the .352 and leading NL rookies for slugging with .538. And he's playing, I mean, great defense down there. Like, let's be honest, he was a guy that was known for his defense throughout the system and everything like that. Cannon of an arm, so a lot of guys don't like to test him. But, I mean, yeah, the offense has definitely been a boon for him. And obviously for the Atlanta Braves as well, because, I mean, let's be honest, they wouldn't be where they are right now without him.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those pieces of the juggernauts that fell in, right? When you're hoping for rookies to step up and do their job. But like you said, I mean, like Strider as well. Like, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, since the All-Star break, Spencer Strider, 60 Ks, 8 walks, 2.01 ERA, and 40 and a third innings. And the Braves have gone 6-1 when he takes the mound. And I mean, what was
We're talking about
out,
a rookie.
And he struck out 18, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of weeks ago.
16, I think it was. Yeah, beat Smoltz and the gang.
Okay. Either way, I mean, you're staring at that and you're like, what the heck? Like, he's first place in majority of NL rookie starting pitching categories. Like, that's why I'm saying, to me, he's my rookie of the year for the NL. Julio Rodriguez, obviously the AL at this point in time. If Adley Rutschman was up there for the full year, let's be honest. To me, I think Adley Rutschman wins it.
What really stands out to me about those four guys you just talked about, Nolan, is those guys are rookies of the year, but we talk about it quite often with a Cy Young or especially the MVP, especially you pound on the significance of putting your team in the playoffs if you're going to win that award. Those guys are putting their team in the playoff hunt, aren't they? Legitimately putting their team in the playoff hunt. All four of those guys. Rodriguez, Rutschman in the AL, and then Harris and Strider, obviously both with the Braves. But man, that is crazy. That is insane to me.
Yeah, and that's
that
the
they're
thing.
Doing that type of stuff.
And, you take
and that's
those guys,
what gets you the rookie of the year.
Yeah, and you take those guys out of any of those lineups, I mean, it's not even comparable. Like,
I don't think so.
Michael Harris, I mean, who do you put in center field if you're Atlanta? Probably Ronald Acuna, which means your right fielder is either Adam Duvall or Eddie Rosario. I mean, Marcelo Ozuna obviously probably would have played left field as long as he was healthy and, I mean, staying away from all the off-the-field issues that he's had. But, like obviously Michael Harris comes in, huge difference. Spencer Strider comes in there. They needed a starting pitcher. Huge difference for them. He's gone in there and just lights out 100 miles an hour. Like, well, I mean, he's sitting, what, 97, 98 for his average fastball this year consistently. Like, it's smoke, man. I mean, he's just got nasty stuff. Julio Rodriguez, obviously, there's a reason why he deserved that contract. 23 bombs for sure. AL rookies, 24 stolen bases. He's second for that category. I mean, Bobby Witt Jr., obviously, he's kind of fallen off. since the start of August. But even that, though, he's a guy that, I mean, long term, you're not worried about. Like we said, he's already gotten the 2020. But Adley Rutschman, I mean, he comes in there. And let's be honest, everybody said Baltimore Orioles, they're lucky to win 65 games probably this year, 70 games. I don't know if anybody was projecting them to have over 70 games. But I mean, a guy like that, he comes in, he's playing one of the most important positions in baseball, obviously a catcher, switch hitter.
That's right.
And his numbers across the board are incredible. Even his defensive stats are incredible. Like that's what I'm saying, man. It's fun to watch those teams right now because of these young kids that have come up and they've actually cemented themselves into these lineups and said, hey, we're here to stay. Hey, we're here to get the playoffs. Let's continue winning.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's it. So there's our top five rookies of the year for sure, and that's it. And so now it's time to move on. We talked about at the top of the show, Shohei Ohtani. I mean, hey, on the one side, he's hitting back to two home runs in the game earlier in the week, this past week or whatever, to go to what, 31 and 32. Mike Trout right there with him or whatever in that. He continues to do what he does on the mound, continues to put himself in a great position for the MVP. But all of a sudden, he's up there after he's hit a couple of bombs and Cody Clemens is wiping up the floor. He's not a pitcher with the Detroit Tigers, but he's mopping up the floor, getting it said, and he strikes him out on the old Ephus. Strikes him out. Hey, you know what? Shohei doing the right thing at the end of the day, goes over and signs the ball afterwards. Just another example of a guy with common sense. Just good common sense. So Nolan and I wanted to give a big shout out with him right there. And hey, if you're an amateur player or a coach or a parent out there, hey, just think about those types of stuff. Think about when it's time to do the right thing and do the right thing. Just like some of those great major leaguers do the right thing sometimes. So, hey, we want to get going now to close this out for sure with that little dust up that happened. What was it? Tuesday night, I guess it was, Nolan. Blue Jays, Orioles. September, what, 5th? You're in a four-game set. You're playing for the final wild card at that point in time. Blue Jays win the first two in the doubleheader on Monday. Lose that one. Dust up because the pitcher Baker walks off the mound. He's looking at the dugout, staring him down, showing him up. Hey, you know, at any level of baseball, that's going to clear the benches. Nothing comes of it. Of course, a lot of chitter chatter and mitter mattering and see what happens. But hey, what's your thoughts? Where are you going with that one? Who's going to come out better from that? The Jays as a wake up call from the Orioles, or the Orioles? And hey, go for it.
The Orioles 100% to me. The Orioles 100% to me, because if you're walking off the mound saying, hey, we're here to stay, this is our playoff run, not your guys. You guys were the big bad team that everybody projected to be, and you guys suck, and you like to run your mouths. Outside of Bo Bichette making history there the other night with 6 hits and 3 home runs in the same game to become the first AL shortstop to do that, the Jays, to me, since the trade deadline, have been god-awful, absolute joke of a team, and they've squandered away a perfectly good opportunity to make the playoffs. Orioles right now, they're one of the best teams in the AL. They're everybody's wild card Cinderella story. Hopefully they make the playoffs, because God, they've sucked for 7 years or however long it's been since Manny Machado last played there, basically.
Yeah, 2016.
Buck Showalter was manager at that time, too. But it's like, man, like how, as Baltimore Orioles fans, are you not excited to see that? And even that, to me, baseball, I mean, we've talked about in episodes in the past where it's the biggest joke in the world. Like, if you're going to go. Clear the benches, start the melee, throw hands, bring Amir Garrett out there for all I care. I love watching that. I know tons of fans hate it. We're Canadian. I don't mind a good brouhaha every once in a while. Like, don't sit there and just clear the benches and hold everybody back. Bullpen's clear out. Bullpen's got to run all the way down to the infield just to stand there and shake each other's hands. Walk all the way back. Thanks for wasting my time, guys. Like, just go if you're going to go. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying, though. Baltimore, to me, 100% comes out of there. Supreme confidence. If you're the Jays, okay, you got beat, and you got beat again emotionally. Baltimore walks out of there. They're like, yeah, we're the team right now. We're coming for that wild card hunt.
There you go. Dirtbags. I mean, hey, time's going to tell. Time's going to tell really quick because we only got a month left of it. So you're going to find out who got the best motivation coming out of that one. So you did hit the nail on the head on young Bo Bichette, though, with those three home runs. Ties Vladdy Guerrero or whatever, and that is a former son of an MLBer with three home runs in a single game. So great to see out of him, too, because he's had an up-and-down season as well. But he's kind of carried the Jays a little bit offensively lately. So Dylan Cease in Chicago, 8 2/3 last week. Nolan, does he put himself in the wild card or the Cy Young race the way he's performing lately or whatever in that, and Verlander on the shelf and McClanahan on the shelf?
I mean, we talked about it in last week's episode. To me, he obviously he's been in the Triple Crown race for majority of the season, with Verlander and Shane McClanahan obviously being on the IL. The good thing is voters don't really vote for wins anymore. They vote for kind of like the underlying stats and everything like that, which, I mean, to me makes sense. Like let's be honest, wins are an arbitrary stat. Like sure. You can go, what was it, the 1 year that Felix Hernandez won Cy Young, he was 11-12 or something like that with a 2.3 ERA. It's like yeah, that guy deserved to be Cy Young. He deserves the best pitcher in the AL at that point in time, because the rest of his team sucked and could only score him 1-2 runs, same as Jacob DeGrom for most of his career. Like, they scored 2-3 runs for the better part of 5 years for Jacob DeGrom's, like, early run of dominance. And, I mean, to me, it's one of those things where Dylan Cease, obviously the Chicago White Sox have not been good this year. They have not performed the way that anybody expected them to, especially after last year. To me, I think he's going to finish probably number two or number three in the Cy Young. I think definitely both of those guys being out helps his case for potentially getting back up to the number one. But the way Justin Verlander threw the ball when he was healthy this year, tough to beat him right now.
Yeah. It's like everything, right? They're just like but Robbie Ray and Garrett Cole bringing it home last year or whatever. It's going to come down to the final month, no question. And those guys got to get it back on the field. If Cease can carry on and the White Sox can somehow slide in there, hey, he's put himself right in the conversation.
Well, if he has two or three more starts where he goes at least seven innings and lets up two or three runs or less, I think he's got a legitimate chance.
But and he can
needs,
do that.
He needs that dominant final month.
Yep, for sure. So, hey, one thing I do want to talk about as we wrap this part of the episode up, Dirtbags, is one question that comes in really constantly to me is talking about confidence and where that comes from. And for me, confidence comes from knowledge of knowing what to do, what's expected, and then gaining a lot of experience and doing it over and over and over again to give you the confidence based on the knowledge that you have and the experience of being able to go out there and understanding what is success, what is quote unquote failure, how does it work, how does it relate to me personally, how do I adapt mentally, physically and emotionally every single time out. There was a great thing. What was it? Adam Wainwright did it when he was mic'd up two Sundays ago or whatever. And if you can pull up that video, just a quick little one of him talking, that's a really valuable video to talk about and how he knows how many pitches he needs to be prepared. And don't give me this crap about him being 42 or whatever, 41, whatever. And you know, it's through knowledge and experience. That's just one example for you. So I do also want to give another quick shout out before the end of this episode to a team that we work with back home, 12U Guelph Royals AAA team, who just this past weekend won their OBA championship. So congratulations to Coach Jeff, Coach Todd, and all the gang out there as well. So, hey, you know what, Dirtbags? We're going to be right back here with our final thoughts, or Nolan's final thought anyways, for sure. So stay tuned, and we'll wrap this one up. Stay with us.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
All right, Dirtbags, we're going to bring her home. So, Noli, what do you got for your final thoughts?
I got a couple guys I'd like to give a shout-out to. Mr. Brown from the Houston Astros, and Ryan Nelson from the Arizona Diamondbacks, as well as Zach Gallen from the Arizona Diamondbacks. So Brown obviously starts out against the Texas Rangers. 6 innings, 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. Scoreless MLB debut. Good for you, Hunter Brown. Then Ryan Nelson tops it. 7 innings pitched, 4 hits, 7 Ks. Shutout against the San Diego Padres. Makes history by becoming the second person ever to debut with 7-plus innings pitched, 7-plus Ks, and a scoreless start. Congratulations to you guys on making your MLB debut and absolutely shoving. And, I mean, Zach Allen, keep doing what you're doing. You're costing me a lot of money with my bets, but, I mean, hell, it's fun to watch you, dude.
There you have it, Dirtbags. Another episode. Hey, isn't this game awesome? It truly is the greatest game in the world, and that's what it's all about. So, again, please go to our YouTube channel. Watch tomorrow's video with Felix Brown. I guarantee it's a good one. Great dude. Check him out. Awesome. Hey, be sure to follow us, like us, subscribe to us. We do it for you. We can't do it without you. You know that. Wherever you are in the world, you have our guarantee that we are going to try to do everything we can in our power to make you a proud member of the nation, because we love this Dirtbag Nation, and that's what it's all about, because we're all baseball people, players, coaches, fans, parents, and enjoy it as long as we possibly can, because that's what it's all about. If you want to get some apparel, go to www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll hook you up. We'll get you in, showing it off, that pride to the rest of the world. We'll continue doing what we do every single day. But we need you to continue doing what you do every single day. So you know what time it is. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.